Listen. Okay, here we go. Coming up this fall on season two of the Naked American Songbook, I have a personal and revealing chat with actor, author, singer, advice columnist, and all around America's sweetheart, the one and only Molly Ringwald. Molly brought a few recordings of her father, Bob Ringwald's Dixieland Jazz Band, and something of an obsession with Bessie Smith. Here is a taste. All right, we're going to begin. I guess we're rolling, right? How do I sound? Don't touch the microphone. And how does Molly Ringwald sound?
How do I sound? More importantly, more vocal. How's that?
Oh, I think it sounds better. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God, I'm nervous. I haven't been nervous in a very long time. I don't get nerves, but now I'm nervous.
You know what nerves are, according to a great friend of mine.
What are they?
It's creative energy that just wants to get out.
So Bessie Smith?
Bessie Smith.
Do you listen to Bessie Smith?
I do. But when I was a child, I listened to her a lot. I mean, that was kind of, I mean, when I started singing, I was singing with my dad's band. I was 3 years old.
Has he no shame?
and he introduced me to Bessie Smith, and there was just something about her that I just really responded to it. And so a lot of the songs that I sang with my dad's band were songs that I learned from Bessie Smith. Of course, I couldn't sing all of them because, you know, some of them were just absolutely
you're a 3-year-old white girl.
Filthy. Yeah. Some of them are just, you know, it has nothing to do with race. They're just mostly it has to do with sex, you know.
Yeah.
I need a little sugar in my bowl. I really wanted to sing that song. And my parents were like, no, no, we're not going to do that one.
Move your finger, drop something in my bowl. I need a little steamy on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. Get off your knees, I can't see what you're driving at. It's dark down there, looks like a snake. Come on here and drop something here in my bowl. Stop your fooling and drop something in my bowl.
Yeah, Bessie Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a great voice. She's just amazing. I mean, I think that she's I still feel the same way when I listen to her that I did when I was younger. You know, she's just so she just sounds so strong. And you know, I find myself wanting to yell. You know, like, yeah.
Like a feminist moment.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little like you were emulating Bessie Smith when you sang a Bessie Smith song? Like
totally.
You were trying to cop that attitude?
Oh, yeah. That's totally what I did. She was just like, no bullshit.
Oh.
You know, she was just singing out. And there was just something that I really responded to when I was a kid. I mean, that's the kind of singing that I did. It felt very strong, really direct. And that's really what I was moved by. Actually very shy. I'm still really shy, but I've found ways of dealing with it. Singing for me at that age and performing was a way to express myself in a way that I didn't feel comfortable when I wasn't on stage. And I don't think that that's unique to me. I think that that's the experience of a lot of, of actors and performers.
Speaking of which, that reminds me, I would like to play a game with you because I feel like you're just opinionated enough to play this game with me. It's called You're Wrong. and I'm going to ask you to choose between two things really quickly. And you have to make a split decision. You really have to choose right away.
And is there a right or wrong answer, or is this completely subjective?
It's
based on your opinion.
You were going to be wrong.
Okay.
That's how it works.
All right.
You ready?
Okay.
Ella or Sarah?
Ella.
You're wrong. No, you're right. Sorry. Really? Tell me why.
I mean, that's really hard. I just think that I don't know. I can't
okay,
really.
Okay, moving on then.
No. I mean, I think it really gets to the essence of what we love in music is whether something completely, you know. Oh, I don't know. Okay, yeah, moving on.
Judy or Barbara?
Judy.
Why? You're wrong.
Because she moves me. Because she moves me. There's something about Judy, and I think a lot of that had to do with her story, too. Because, I mean, Barbara has obviously has an incredible instrument, but there is something in Judy and her story and the way she sang that I think makes her more moving to me.
Well, I can't argue with that. I hate that.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky.
Okay, Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr.?
Oh, I would say Frank Sinatra.
Oh, God, you're really wrong about that. But why?
I don't know. I really, really like both of them. But I feel like I've listened to a lot more Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra just continually amazes me, you know, the way that, you know, his, when we talk about effortless.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous, you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Ooh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's wonderful that you should care for me.
All right, moving on. Gershwin or Porter?
Oh, that's impossible.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Come on, choose. You have to choose. One of your children must go.
Oh, I would say... Oh, I can't. That's
really?
Like, yeah.
That's so obvious to me.
Cole Porter.
What, would you say Gershwin?
No.
Oh, you would say Cole Porter.
Well, I would say whatever you didn't say. Yes.
I would say Cole Porter, maybe just because I know, simply because I know more of his songs by heart.
And why is that?
Because of Ella Fitzgerald. No, because I had Ella Fitzgerald, you know, those incredibly famous recordings that she did of the Cole Porter songbook, and I had those, and I just listened to them over and over and over. I would say that I wore them out, but they were CDs.
What's interesting about that, in my opinion, is as great as the Cole Porter songbook is for Ella, the Gershwin songbook is better.
Is better, yeah. Maybe, perhaps.
That's one of the, you know, the sort of the Grand Tetons of the recording history. I mean, that songbook recording is just mind-boggling. And the reason I love Gershwin to the extent that I do is because of that songbook.
Got a little rhythm, a rhythm, a rhythm that pitter-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it'll drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
Okay, last one, and we're going to move on.
How come you didn't say Irving Berlin, by the way? Why was it Gershwin or Porter? Why not Irving Berlin?
Okay, so say you chose Gershwin. Just say for sake of argument.
Okay.
Gershwin or Berlin?
Berlin.
Why?
Because I think that Berlin just lyrically is just amazing.
Better than Porter?
Oh, what you said between Gershwin or Berlin. I thought Porter.
It's my game. And
leaving. You are. You're making up the rules
I'm
as you go.
I'm a terrible person. Everybody knows this. We are all aware of just what a monster.
And the Gershwins were, it was the two of them, right?
Oh, you mean we're comparing just tunes to tunes?
And
I think
it's
the
also
Porter
like,
would win anyway.
It's also two against one, too. Because Porter.
What, are you seeing double now?
No,
it's
because
just
it was.
Me against you.
No. All right. Moving on.
All right. By the way, you played that game brilliantly. I'm sorry, however, you lost. That's it for this little preview. Make sure you hear the full convo I had with Molly Ringwald when season 2 of the Naked American Songbook launches soon at our show page, nakedamericansongbook.org. And subscribe to us on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And please do take a moment to leave us a glowing review. Yeah, right now. It really does help, and I'm really that needy. The Naked American Songbook is a production of the Jonathan Channel, WNYC, and WQXR in New York City. I'm Julian Fleischer. Thanks for listening. The following are not verbs, but we will try. Tweet us, Facebook us, Instagram us, songbook us, and wherever you are, keep it good and naked.
And you haven't mentioned that I am naked.